I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Under the guise of visa problems, more than 100 foreign Christian workers have reportedly been expelled from China. Citizens from six countries working in Xinjiang, Beijing, and Tibet were targeted. Tibetans have sometimes been reported to resent missionary activity, but Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says many are open to their gospel programs. DeYoung says what was surprising was the unlikely place where they found listeners.
These contacts include people in monasteries who are listening, who are open to the things of God, and listen with interest to this gospel broadcast.
Next, in the inner city across the United States, a good pair of shoes can be the first step toward helping needy children out of poverty cycle. Here's Life Inner City's National Director Ted Gandy says that's why they launched the Heart and Soul campaign, which also means touching families with the hope of Christ.
It communicates to them that this ministry really cares about them. And when that is communicated, it just opens the door to both meeting other physical needs and meeting the emotional needs, but also being able to minister to those children spiritually.
Go to our website to find out how you can get involved. And For Haiti with Love is having their 20th annual Christmas in August fundraiser August 20th. They're hoping to raise $5,000 to provide gifts and a meal to 1,500 Haitian children Christmas Day. Eva DeHart says the purpose of the Christmas party is
to get the children focused on Christian roots, but also to give them things that they might want rather than just things that they need. And generally put a little hope into their life.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, with songs we hope will help you in your walk with God along the path of life. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.